GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. So of all of the features on our little radio program, George, I'm sure that what tees you off is the feature that you miss most during your month-long hiatus. Just lie to me and say yes.
Oh, yes.
It's April Fool's Day. No, you just might as well just say it, okay?
It's fun. We meet some people pretty regularly. Okay.
And I'm going to press this button right over here.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
And we'll start taking calls at 1-800-966-1039 if you want to be the first, George, to ask people what tees them off this morning.
Well, good morning. It's April Fool's Day. I don't know what's going to happen. What tees you off today?
Martin Boy.
Hey.
Hey, Papa Bear.
What tees me off is looking at the price of new vehicles and seeing that a new pickup truck costs 1.5 times the cost of my first house. What do they think? We have George Hale money or something? Well, welcome back, George.
Thank you. I bought airplanes cheaper than a new truck.
Okay, but you realize these new vehicles have better amenities than your house that you first bought, too, right?
I'm not too sure.
I think so. Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What tees you off?
Hey, good morning. What tees me off is that George Hale is back. He's not entertaining and kind of boorish.
And you are a fat liar. 1-800-966-1039. That must have been an April Fool's joke.
I don't know.
You are. If I could read all of the emails and the text messages that have come in, well, more text messages than emails, about welcome back, we missed you, George, entertaining, nice to have you doing sports. Mike Estrada filled in for you while he was gone.
Mike is a good man.
Sorry, he is. Line one is ringing. Go ahead, George.
Hello, good morning, and welcome. What tees you off today, if anything?
Good morning, George. Of all the kinds of rhinos that aren't extinct, it's too bad that the Republican rhino isn't one of them. Susan Collins.
1-800-966-1039. In rare form this morning. Caller, hi. We're celebrating the First Amendment by asking you what tees you off.
Well, first of all, welcome back, George. I missed you. But what teed me off, when you gave the Final Four listings, you gave it for basketball instead of hockey.
Well, that's what more people are making brackets for hockey than for basketball than hockey, right?
Yeah, I honestly would like to see something very interesting for Maine in that someday in the future, hopefully.
1-800-966-1039.
Hey, caller, what tees you off today?
Hi, George. Welcome back. I missed you.
Thank you.
I just want to let everyone know what tees me off this morning is that, I mean, if you're not working on going to heaven, where are you headed? I love you guys. Keep it going.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. We've got you on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, and 95.1 in Rockland. Please tell us, what tees you off?
Do you want to know what isn't an April Fool's joke? You need to get a winking license in the UK now.
A winking license? Winking? 1-800-966-1039, our telephone number. Got to remember that because I'm sure that Colin will be winking at many girls when we are over there.
All right, you're next. What tees you off here today?
Thinking liberals like Ethan Stremley.
Well, you might be interested in listening to Ethan's Rewind with us as we talk about the possibility of paying somehow.
Somehow, some way.
Some are finding the money to pay for those that want to run for city office. 1-800-966-1039.
Hey, caller, it's April Fool's Day. What's on your mind today? What tees you off?
Well, I figured out how to fix the Mexican border. All you got to do is take away all the welfare and entitlements from illegal aliens, and they won't want to come anyway.
1-800-966-1039. I'm ignoring the text messages that are accurately telling me what that band said, and I'm going with winking. I'm going with winking. The wink and the gun. Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Well, Georgie Porgy, what a guy. Just the girls who made him cry. When the girls came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away. Welcome back, Georgie. Hey, I'm standing behind you. Turn around. April Fool.
Yeah, I've heard that poem a little bit in my lifetime. Maybe.
Once or twice,
yeah.
Caller, hi. It's the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and George is back, and he has this question for you.
What tees you off today? Nothing.
Nothing at all. 1-800-966-1039. Our friend Kim in Belfast
at Bennis Gems and Jewelry writes to us, I should have been prepared to be delighted when I turned on my radio this morning. Welcome back, George.
Very kind. Thank you.
This person says, when do we have to change the name of the Amira Astronomy Center?
Will it be a new corporate name?
That is what the president of Amira told us. Judy Long, our friend, brought Mr. Heron into our studio last week and asked him, is it just going to be just the name NMAX on our bills? And he said when the new president or the president of NMAX was in visiting, that she had hinted that there would be work to find a fresh name. Because NMAX doesn't mean anything to anybody living here in the state of Maine.
No.
And said that there might be some work down that road. So
we don't know.
But for now, it's still the Amira Astronomy Center at the University of Maine, and it's going to take a while before the rest of the deal is done for that change.
It's time to come out swinging. Come out swinging. For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Super, super-sized edition of What Tees You Off as we take your call at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. This person writes to us, those magic mushrooms are basically Earth's stalagmites, right? That would mean water, right? 1-800-966-1039.
Hello, caller. It's a good chance for you to unload today. What tees you off?
Well, I think we ought to just have the naming of Amira right here on your show. And we'll just have a call-in session and pick it.
We could suggest that. I'm not sure that it's going to fly.
But someone writes to us, change it back to Bangor Hydro. Well, that might not work for the people in the Maine Public Service District in Aroostook County, northern Maine.
I wonder how many people still call it Bangor Hydro. I often...
Scores, if not thousands.
I kind of do it unconsciously sometimes. Hydro. Call it... We never called it Bangor Hydro. We just called said Hydro.
Or the Hydro.
Or the Hydro,
people
yeah.
said that.
And right. We don't have Hydro anymore.
Right.
But anyway...
How many people are still calling it Eastern Maine Medical Center?
Me? When I called for a prescription at Miller Drug the other day.
What? You called where? What?
They said, where do you want your prescription delivered? And I said, oh, Miller Drug. And there was a giggle. And they said, okay, that's where it will forever be Miller Drug, won't it, on State Street in Bangor? I'm not changing.
And Riverside. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Bill 1312, where they're going to take our Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and due process rights away from us.
1-800-966-1039. George, grab line one right there.
Hey, caller, good morning. What tees you off?
Twice in one day. Well, here we go. The transmission line. We got everybody screaming about pristine Maine, going to ruin the views and whatnot. There is not an acre of woodland privately owned in the state of Maine that has not had a skidder on it. Tell me pristine.
Skidder.
Skidder.
When we drove to Quebec City, we drove Newport to Skowhegan and then Skowhegan up. Actually, we skipped Skowhegan and went around. Finally, we made our way to Jackman. A lot of signs. Governor Mills, stay out of our hills. No CMP.
Governor Mills.
Stay out of our hills. No CMP.
Did you have to speak a little French this past weekend?
Oh, a lot of French.
Did you? I mean, you do well?
Did it? No. No. Thankfully. Had a tough time just getting out of town and just wanted to grab some French fries.
French fries. That is even funnier.
Well, finding the place and ordering them from the young person up there. They were customer service was incredible there. But this is, no one can hear us up there. But this is a point that Elizabeth made when we were eating, okay? The food that we had at these places, it was good, okay? But it wasn't any better than what we can enjoy at Fiddlehead, 11 Central, Even Rude, Novio's, all of these restaurants right at Lucerne Inn, where Arturo is chefing.
Yeah.
Okay? It is no better. And in some cases, what we have in our backyard is better than what they were serving in the old city.
The grass is always green. And it's been promoted.
Now, speaking of grass.
Grass.
When we took our kids to the Nintendo Cosplay Japanese Culture Convention.
All right.
The smell of grass.
Oh, there was some there?
Yes. Lots.
Lots of weed grass?
Yes.
Oh, that kind of grass.
Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Well, that NMAX sounds like enema to the X degree.
I'm not going there. I tried to go there. No.
Grab line one, George. Enimax, yeah.
Enimax. Oh, my yep. God. Jump on that.
Oh, they hung up.
That's
so ends the Welcome Back, George, super-sized edition of What Tees You Off on GHRT.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.